Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 15% off your next order. In today's episode, we're going to look at some weekly streaming options, and we'll dig deep on the waiver wire, a bunch of injury updates, plus some matchups DFS value plays for Monday. But first, we've got quite a bit of news coming from the weekend. We'll start with the injury to Aaron Ekblad. It's a long-term injury, lower body, to the Panthers' number one defenseman, and that really hurts. You know, there's been talk in the aftermath of this injury that Ekblad was in the Norris Trophy conversation, and maybe that's true. In my rankings, he's a little bit outside that group, but probably still top 10 in the league this season. So, full credit to Ekblad. He's had a really strong season. He does have 11 goals in 35 games. That's a bit of a difference maker for a defenseman. In Ekblad's absence, obviously Mackenzie Weegar becomes extremely important for Florida. And if you're looking for somebody who might take on a substantially bigger role, maybe Gustav Forsling. I don't imagine that Coach Quenneville is inspired to bump up the minutes for Keith Yandle. I think they've sort of got Yandle at the usage that they would prefer. But it would not surprise me if Forsling took on a bigger role. He played a season high 25-34 in Sunday's game. Now, there were a few trades over the weekend, and Buffalo sends center Eric Staal to the Montreal Canadiens, and they get a third and fifth round pick in return. Staal's 36 and not having a really productive season. He has 3 goals and 10 points in 32 games. He's in a 23-game goal-scoring drought, which, you know, some of that obviously is a factor of who he's got around him in Buffalo. But despite, you know, this minimal point production, Staal's isolated impacts are at least favorable at both ends of the ice, and that's not entirely unusual for him, even late in his career. So his scoring may be down, but he tends to drive play the right way, and now not in a dominant fashion, but in a positive fashion nonetheless. Now, he's not needed to be an impact player in Montreal. Montreal has pretty good forward depth already, but Staal can probably fit in the top nine there. And if Jesperi Kotkaniemi is still out, Staal can play center. But if the Canadians are healthy, they might need to look to shift Staal to the wing, and that would be fine too. But I think it's basically a low-risk move here for Montreal, and it's probably a case of Buffalo just doing a solid for a veteran player who is stuck in a really bad situation, really through no fault of his own. Now, we also had the New York Rangers sending winger Brendan Lemieux to Los Angeles. Lemieux is a 25-year-old who leads the league in penalty minutes with 59 in 31 games. He does have 7 points, but he has yet to score 20 points in an NHL season. Now, looking at what the Kings have in their forward depth chart, I'm not sure that Lemieux is any better than what they have sitting on the fourth line, but this is probably a case where the Kings are looking for someone with Lemieux's specific skill set, such as it is. And for the Rangers, you have to figure that they're creating room for prospect Vitali Kravtsov, who had a really good season in the KHL and has been kind of biding his time since coming over to North America to get through COVID protocols and so on. But he should be ready to play for the Rangers soon. And now how high he moves up in the lineup will be, I guess, fascinating to see. But there's a chance that he ends up in a role where he can score and produce right away. And then there was one more trade late last week when the Tampa Bay Lightning sent Alexander Volkov to the Anaheim Ducks for Antoine Morin. Volkov is a 23-year-old winger. He had 6 points in 28 games over the past 2 seasons for Tampa Bay. It's kind of a roll of the dice here for the Ducks. You know, there's a chance they'll give Volkov an opportunity to see if he can, you know, play in the National Hockey League. And in Morin, he's a 22-year-old who has 22 points in 75 AHL games over the past 2 seasons. Unlikely that that turns into a National Hockey League player, but you never know. Give him a shot and in a new organization and see whether there's something. But I think this is probably a low impact deal on both ends. And you know what? Let's offer some congratulations to the Boston Pride, who won the Isabel Cup in the National Women's Hockey League with a 4-3 win against Minnesota on Saturday. It was not an easy season, given that they had, you know, tried to fit this all into a couple weeks in Lake Placid, and that got the plug got pulled on that partway through. But they managed to fashion together a Final Four through Friday and Saturday, and got their championship awarded. look, I enjoyed when the they restarted in Lake Placid. I enjoyed playing fantasy on the NWHL. It look, and this is the way it goes for me with pretty much any sport. Is if I have a fantasy interest, I am going to pay much closer attention. I pay attention to the players, and it's gone this way through all kinds of sports, and certainly hockey, but it goes through basketball and golf and NASCAR at times. And you know, you can pick a sport, and you can use fantasy to help drive it. And so I hope that women's hockey will do the same. And so that's the NWHL. If the PHWPA, if they are going to have some kind of set schedule that they would be able to run fantasy, like whatever version moves ahead for women's hockey, I would like them to embrace that aspect of it, because it's something that it keeps fans interested. And so good for them. I'm glad they managed to get their championship awarded in a difficult season, and hopefully next season will be much closer to normal, and maybe be a little bit more organized and with a regular schedule and all those wonderful things. So when we come back, we'll look at Sunday's games and some streaming tips for this week. We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is an incredible low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing-tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now, it's the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. And today's matchup, we have, for a chance to reach the flavorful four, it's caramel brownie against coconut brownie chunk. And the coconut versions of Built Bars are extremely popular, so I feel like that is probably the favorite in this matchup. For me, I'm riding with coconut or caramel brownie. That is, I'm not a big coconut guy, as popular as they might be. So I keep pushing for the underdogs to knock off the coconut favorites. So in this case, go caramel brownie, but go to builtbar.com or to @bar_built on Twitter. And remember, use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get podcasts. So now let's take a quick look at Sunday's games in the National Hockey League. And we'll start with the Washington Capitals winning 5-4 over the Rangers in an entertaining game. Washington right winger TJ Oshie had a goal and two assists. He's got 15 points in his past 18 games. Washington right winger Tom Wilson scored a pair of goals. He's got 5 points in the past four games. And Capitals defenseman Dmitry Orlov added a couple of assists. For the Rangers, right winger Colin Blackwell scored a couple of goals. He's had a nice season for them in a limited role. Also, center Kevin Rooney had a couple of assists. He's also done pretty well for them in a fourth-line role. And Rangers defenseman Adam Fox had a couple of assists. He has 14 points during a seven-game point streak. New Jersey upset the Bruins 1-0 behind Mackenzie Blackwood with a 40-save shutout. And Blackwood has a .940 save percentage in his past five starts. There have really been some ups and downs with Blackwood this season, and certainly some of the downs would be fallout from COVID, but it looks like he's back on track right now. For the Bruins, Yaroslav Halak stopped 28 of 29 shots. He does have a .919 save percentage in the past, in his 15 games this season, but with Tuukka Rask out, Halak may be looking at a few more starts, until they're healthy in net. Columbus loses 4-1 at Detroit, and this was their second straight loss at Detroit, and a flat effort altogether. Detroit goaltender Calvin Pickard stopped 16 of 17 shots. 17 shots at Detroit, my goodness. Pickard has stopped 37 of 39 in two weekend wins against Columbus. This is that's a terrible performance by the Blue Jackets to come up that empty, and they're within striking distance of a playoff spot there, and so just terrible performance. Nashville wins 3-2 at Chicago. And now Nashville is kind of going the other way. They're really closing the gap here on Chicago. And Chicago's left winger, Alex DeBrincat, scored both their goals. He has 6 points in the past six games. Chicago center, Pius Suter, 2 assists. He's got 5 points during a four-game point streak. He's been a nice find for them. Nashville right winger, Victor Arvidsson, had a goal and assist. Arvidsson's one of these players who looks like he should have a stronger finish to the season. His underlying numbers are still pretty decent. And, you know, the thing is, he's only scored 5 goals, and so you expect more for him. Now Chicago, center Kirby Dach returned to the lineup this weekend, and then in Sunday's game was on the ice for all 3 goals against, so not ideal, but certainly in the long run, that's good for Chicago to have more talent in their lineup. Florida, in the game in which they lost Aaron Ekblad to injury, beat Dallas 4-1. Jonathan Huberdeau led the way, 2 goals and an assist. He has 5 points in the past 4 games. And Chris Driedger came up big in net for Florida, stopped 33 of 34 shots. He's got a .927 save percentage in 15 games. It's fantastic that Driedger is playing this well and basically forcing his way into playing time as Sergei Bobrovsky is making $10 million and basically losing the battle in the crease to a guy on a minimum contract. Anaheim won 3-2 at St. Louis. St. Louis, Vladimir Tarasenko had a goal and assist. He now has 7 points in 11 games since returning to the lineup. So that's underwhelming, certainly compared to what you might expect from Tarasenko. But his shot totals are pretty good. And so, you know, he's probably not too far off what you would really like to see. Anaheim winger Max Jones had a couple of assists. And goaltender Anthony Stolarz stopped 38 of 40 shots. And Stolarz has, you know, sort of been on the fringe of the National Hockey League for the most part. He's kind of a third goaltender who ends up getting some action. And I could see him handling a backup role. He has a .911 save percentage in 28 career games, which is, you know, such a small sample. Who really knows? But certainly he performed well against St. Louis on Sunday. So now let's take a look at, you know, a handful of streaming options for this week. And I think the top one has to be Martin Nichas. Depends how quickly people have raced to pick him up, but he's still available in quite a few spots. And he has 17 points in his past 13 games. And the move up to play with Sebastian Aho obviously helps. I mean, it worked for Brock McGinn earlier in the year, but I think it makes certainly more sense for Carolina to put Nichas in that role because he's more offensively gifted. And so you have sort of a higher ceiling with him in that role. Now, Colorado winger Valeri Nichushkin has 10 points in his past 13 games, and his shot totals are really good. He's got like 36 shots in that time. And so he doesn't, you know, he doesn't get prime power play time or anything like that. But I mean, the thing is, Colorado is so dominant right now that you can kind of work your way through any of their supporting cast up front. Like, obviously, you know, McKinnon, Rant, and Landeskog, Kadri, all those guys are gone. But if you want Burakovsky or Saad or Donskoy or Nichushkin, you know, those guys tend to be available. And right now, given how dominant Colorado is, it's probably worth a look. Dallas, rookie winger, I'm just going to keep mentioning him every episode until he's like rostered in at least 10% of leagues. Jason Robertson for the Stars, he has 15 points in the past 15 games. And I'm not sure why he's still only rostered in 10% of leagues. I mean, I get it if, you know, 7 or 8 games in, you're still a little unsure, but 15 points in the past 15 games, what are we doing? I can look at all my fantasy teams, and there are guys at the bottom end who I would drop off for Jason Robertson. Then there's Alex Killorn. He got off to a pretty slow start in Tampa Bay this year, but Killorn now has 13 points in his past 14 games. That includes 7 goals. And so, you know, there was some expected regression because he had a really high shooting percentage last season, and then the regression really hit hard off the start of the year, and now Killorn is sort of leveling things out a little bit. So every episode, I also recommend one player that is rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe a player to just put on your radar, or maybe you need to rush to the waiver wire, but they are likely available. And today, we're staying in Tampa Bay for center Ross Colton, 24-year-old rookie out of the University of Vermont. And he's not playing much, like 9 minutes and 31 seconds a game is his average time on ice. So, you know, we don't need to rush out to get Ross Colton, but basically be aware of him. He does have 4 points in the past 5 games. His shot metrics on a per 60 basis are really good. And so, you know, there's a chance here that if opportunity presents itself for someone to move up in the lineup, Colton is at least producing in his limited role so that maybe he does get a chance to move up. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football is over. College basketball tournament is winding up, but the NBA and NHL are in full swing, and Major League Baseball is just around the corner. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long and dynasty leagues, as well as DFS. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the radio.com app or wherever you get podcasts. And send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. Show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. Okay, let's run through some injuries updates coming out of the weekend. And first is Bruins left winger Brad Marchand on the COVID-19 list. Not ideal for a Bruins team that is already having trouble scoring, losing one of their elite forwards. And also Tuukka Rask, as we mentioned before, out with an upper body injury. And it's opportunity here for Jaroslav Halak maybe to get some starts, and possibly Daniel Vladar, who did make his debut recently. Maybe he gets some action too. For Nashville, left winger Philip Forsberg out with an upper body injury. That's obviously significant. He's probably their most skilled forward. And goaltender UC Saros did not play in Sunday's win at Chicago and did not dress with an undisclosed injury. Now, maybe they were just giving him a rest, but they also could just say they were giving him a rest, and that wasn't the case. So Saros has been playing great lately for Nashville, and could be a real key for them down the stretch if he's healthy, because he did this last year where he had a pretty mediocre start to the season and then was great down the stretch. This season, pretty mediocre through the first half, but has really started to pick up his game. Anaheim missing some important players for them. Left winger Ricard Raquel out with an upper body injury. Goaltender John Gibson out with an upper body injury. And rookie defenseman Jamie Drysdale out with an upper body injury. The Ducks aren't exactly challenging for a playoff spot, but still, those are some pretty significant players out of their lineup. St. Louis defenseman Vince Dunn out with a lower body injury. That Blues defense is kind of really battling right now without Colton Parayko for a long time. With Dunn injured, that thins things out there on the back end. Columbus goaltender Jonas Korpisalo out with a lower body injury. This is the chance, provided he stays healthy, for Elvis Merzlikens to show something for Columbus. Coming out of that weekend against Detroit, that wasn't ideal. Detroit, and speaking of Detroit, Detroit winger Bobby Ryan out with an upper body injury, and Kings defenseman Mikey Anderson is out with an illness, but presume that it's not COVID-related, because they would say so. At least I would hope they would say so. So now let's take a look at the NHL schedule for Monday on betonline.ag. First up, we have the Islanders, +103 at Pittsburgh. It's the Penguins are slightly favored, but I would slightly prefer the Islanders in this game. Probably not enough to take them, but my model would have the Islanders -110. I'm sure this is tied in really to the Islanders' goaltending more than anything else, that they have a goaltending advantage over Pittsburgh, even though Tristan Jarry has been playing much better for Pittsburgh lately, but he got off to a bit of a rough start this year. Toronto, -135 at home against Edmonton. That's a little bit more than I would like to take. The Leafs have not been terribly consistent lately. Now on home ice, they should be favored, and my model has them -124, but that's not enough to like them at that price. And then we get two teams who are racing to the bottom here. Philadelphia -182 at Buffalo. And, Buffalo is just, in a tailspin that they desperately need to get out of. And maybe playing a Philadelphia team that can't stop a puck is their chance. But, Philadelphia, my model has a -176 as favorites here. So I'm kind of in the same range. Maybe Linus Ullmark, coming back for Buffalo, if he plays well in net, he gives them a fighting chance. I mean, goodness, they need all the luck they can get at this point. Now, We've got a massive home favorite, Colorado. As I said, they've been dominating, you know, taking teams down from pillar to post. Minus 428 against Anaheim. My model does not favor teams to that degree. So I've Colorado minus 275, which is very lopsided and heavily favored. I don't think there's value in the National Hockey League of taking teams at minus 428. Yes, Colorado should win, but if they're running their backup goaltender, then maybe they're a little bit vulnerable, and you know, Anaheim could steal one. And that's all it would take is, you know, maybe the call, if Hunter Miska is the one getting the nod for the Avalanche, you know, maybe they score a couple softies on him and that gives them a fighting chance. But I can't justify an Anaheim pick here either. It's just maybe the price is the one justification. All right, Los Angeles as underdogs at Vegas. I don't mind LA plus 186. You know, I have Vegas favored, but only by like minus 135. I'm sure you've heard this up from me before, but if Kings goaltender Cal Peterson is playing, I'm much more inclined to ride with the Kings. He's played really well this season, and it kind of gets lost because the Kings aren't really in a playoff spot or anything, but it should give them a chance to be competitive at Vegas. Calgary, minus 115 at home against Winnipeg. I have Calgary favored by a little bit more than that, although that's a model talking and not my, you know, my eyes. My eyes don't really like what's going on in Calgary, both in terms of what you see on the ice and when you hear Daryl Sutter getting into arguments with Johnny Gaudreau through the media. That's not great. Not a great situation there. So my model might have the Flames slightly favored, but I would probably just avoid that for the time being. And then the last game of the night, San Jose at home against Minnesota. San Jose plus 136 is, I guess, a little bit more appealing to me. I have Minnesota favored, but only by about minus 120. And I don't know what to think about San Jose's goaltending of late. Martin Jones, for the most part, has played pretty well over the past few weeks, and that sort of changes things up. If Jones actually is competent, but the overwhelming sample over the past few seasons is that he's below average and maybe even worse than that. And so maybe if he continues to play all right, then he gives the Sharks a fighting chance. But again, this is probably not a game that I love based on the value. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Let's take a look at some value picks for DFS on Monday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. And we'll start with Flyers. Center Scott Laughton is just $3,500 at Buffalo. Now his big value in fantasy is hits, and that doesn't count you in DraftKings. But Laughton has started to contribute offensively and gets opportunities. So getting opportunities against a bad Buffalo team might actually pay off here at $3,500. Staying in Philadelphia, right winger Travis Konechny is $4,900 at Buffalo. Konechny has started to pick up his game as well, as I had him as a one of the disappointments of the first half of the season, but he's sort of rebounded coming out of that. San Jose right winger Kevin LeBanc, $4,100 against Minnesota. He's one of my most common recommendations, either for streaming or daily fantasy picks, because he plays first line minutes for the Sharks. And then, you know what? Buffalo, left winger Taylor Hall is $4,600 against Philadelphia. And yes, the Flyers should win. They're deserved favorites. At the same time, their goaltending is just, it's wild right now. So, you know, maybe this is an opportunity. This is how the Sabres get off this terrible losing streak, is you fire some shots at the Flyers net and just let nature take its course. Colorado, defenseman Sam Girard is $4,800 against Anaheim. Now he's not used quite as much when Cale Makar and Devon Taves are both healthy as they are now, but Girard is still a terrific puck-moving defenseman, and that is an extremely lopsided game. Winnipeg defenseman Josh Morrissey, $4,900 at Calgary, and Morrissey's had a strange season. He's fairly productive offensively, but also giving up a ton in terms of shots and scoring chances when he's on the ice. He's become an equal opportunity defender. And then in goal, as I said, Cal Peterson for LA, if he's the one going, he's only $7,200 at Vegas. Yes, Vegas is a decided favorite in that game, but I don't mind Peterson at that price. Also, Linus Ullmark at $7,000 against Philadelphia. If Buffalo is going to break out of it, maybe they can get a strong game from Allmark, and the Philadelphia goaltending can do what it does. You're obviously, when you're looking for bargains, there are some flaws in the ointment there. So that will do it for today. Enjoy the games. Check out my work on The Athletic and McKean's Hockey, as well as at scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball, wrapping up the team previews as we head towards the start of the season. Find these podcasts, subscribe, throw in a 5-star rating on iTunes or Stitcher, Spotify, radio.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.